12 or 270. You're good out of Frederick to Urbana, Hyattstown, brief delay in Clarksburg, and then from Gaithersburg into Rockville off and on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, but this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 54 and still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower, 45 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy, still a chance of a shower, milder, 62, mid-60s, showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 36 in Frederick, 43 degrees in Washington. Howard University gives an inch, but not much more, to sit-in protesters. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, hold on to your hat. Ben Shapiro's joining us at 8:35 this morning. People wear hats anymore? 8:07 here on WMAL.
Joining us now is Sagar Njeti, White House reporter for the Daily Caller. Sagar, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, the president has been tweeting quite vociferously, as we know, about this coming, I'm calling it an invasion on our southern border. Something like 1,200, quote-unquote, migrants marching to our border, and they plan on just walking across and pleading sanctuary, and we'll take them in. And the president is not happy about this, ruling out now DACA, saying no more DACA. Is there anything that the president can do to stop this? Is there anything we as a country can do to just stop a group of 1,200 people from just walking across?
Right. So, I mean, what the president, what I think is interesting is that this caravan has pretty much pushed the president over the edge in terms of his frustration that, you know, that he has not been able to get funding for his southern border wall. He has not been able to pass immigration reform, which would end some catch and release type programs. Because we have to remember, you know, this caravan includes a lot of children. And so if you arrive as a family unit at our southern border, then our ICE agents, our Border Patrol agents, have no choice but to release you into the interior of the country and just hope and pray that you show up before an immigration court, you know, sometime in the next 6 years. So if these people make it, they effectively are getting sanctuary in our country for probably, you know, 6 months to a year. And I think that the president has expressed his frustration to the point where it appears now he's no longer offering a DACA deal. But, you know, with Trump, you never know.
Right. So the question for everyone, and I know you won't have the answer on this, but see if you have some insight on it, which is what's next? Because, you know, thus far, the president said, hey, something's got to be done about DACA. There's got to be a deal with Hart. He's vacillated back and forth between all of this. During the campaign, he said DACA was a bad deal, that it needed to be ended immediately. But as president, he's wanted to use it as leverage to restrict legal immigration. And then he said, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to extend amnesty to 1.8 million people. I'm going to slowly draw down chain migration. And now he's saying there's no deal. So what are we going to expect out of the White House this week? Are they going to deport these kids or these adults,
so
rather?
I'm thinking that the White House is probably scrambling on this one. But, you know, the Secretary of Homeland Security was always very clear on this, which is that if DACA, the program, is ended, if those, you know, if those those protections are rescinded, that they are not going to be priorities for deportation. Obviously, they will be still be eligible for deportation, but immigration enforcement in this country is almost entirely focused on just deporting people who are criminals, because there are frankly just so many people here illegally that it doesn't really make sense to target people who have not been committing crimes. But in terms of getting his, in terms of using this as some sort of congressional negotiation, the president really has it in his mind that he can use Department of Defense funding in order to fund his border wall. But part of the problem is that he will almost certainly need an act of Congress in order to reappropriate, you know, DOD funding to the wall. So he really is stuck without any of the things that he wants right now.
So here's the thing. President Trump had just also went after Governor Jerry Brown on Saturday for pardoning five ex-convicts facing deportation. Can the president, I want to tie these two together, can the president take these 1,200 or however many arrive, round them up, and yeah, we'll release them, but release them into California?
You know, I'm not sure about that one.
Brilliant, right?
They can put them wherever they want, I guess.
But remember, President Obama was putting them in primarily Republican states, kind of as like mm-hmm. I'll show you. So can the president just put them in California? Because he's mad at the governor. He's mad at Jerry Brown. So I wonder if he could do that.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask Sarah Sanders that at the next press brief.
I would like credit. I would like an asterisk after that.
I will.
The great Mary Walters said, comma.
I'm good at revenge. I'm very good at being passive aggressive. So let's talk about this, though, what the governor did. The president tweeted out, Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown pardoned 5 illegal criminal illegal aliens whose crimes include kidnapping, robbery, badly beating wife, dealing drugs. Is this really what the great people of California want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the president, it's something you see out of California pretty consistently, which is that they are using every public policy tool at their disposal, not only to protect people who are here in this country illegally who haven't committed crimes, but largely also to protect people who are in this country illegally and have committed crimes, in many cases, violent crimes. And this is, based on an ethos that, they don't believe in the federal government's, ability to deport people and that they want to decide their own immigration laws. But they pretty much have adopted almost an open borders-like policy whenever it comes to criminal illegal immigrants.
I want to move on to the issue of White House staff changes, or really cabinet level staff changes, because Scott Pruitt is the latest, the head of the EPA, the latest to be considered to maybe be on the way out. The White House is at times, each time a cabinet official has attracted controversy of some kind based on their own behavior, it's often led to them being asked to leave. And in Scott Pruitt's case, there's no controversy over the fact that he was renting a room on a daily basis from an energy lobbyist in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill. And the White House seems to be reportedly uncomfortable with this scandal. What do you know about Scott Pruitt and whether or not he actually has a target on his back inside the Trump administration?
Yeah, I know that the White House is not happy with him. They are sick of these headlines, and the chief in particular hates seeing any sort of insinuation.
You mean John Kelly? When you say chief, you mean
the chief of staff. Yeah, John Kelly is pretty upset that any insinuation that, the government is full of graft and all of that. And, this is not the first time Pruitt has been in trouble. He spent, thousands of dollars on, I think it was private flights and on first class tickets because he didn't like dealing with economy class passengers who would get in his face. And so, this really, you saw Governor Christie, who was on this ABC this Sunday.
Yes.
And he said this is really, last straw. And that, Mr. Pruitt was not properly vetted and that this is the product of a bad transition team.
But Sagar, it seems like on Scott Pruitt's part that he has been rather effectively enforcing the president's agenda within the EPA, which is to scale back all of these energy regulations, these Obama-era climate regulations, and recently this big one of requiring that all of the science they use have public data instead of the secret data that they were relying on before, all things that I would think that the Trump administration would be happy with.
Right. That's what's so different between Pruitt and Shulkin, whereas Shulkin really became a bit of an adversarial relationship with the White House, and he was floundering out there for a while. Pruitt does seem to be a true believer, in the Trump energy agenda. And so as to whether the president is actually going to fire him, it's unknown, but he's certainly getting pressure from his advisors that, this is intolerable. And we just don't know how many more stories there are out there about, Pruitt. You had this story about how his private security detail had to break down his door in the middle of the night and go get him, and how his daughter was apparently also living with him rent-free. So, these are all things that could skirt, federal law in terms of gifting law, and it just looks bad for the White House.
Yeah. Well, Sagar, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your insight. Hope to talk to you again.
Yeah. And we look forward to the name Mary Walter being introduced to the press briefing today.
That's right. I think it's brilliant. I think you should go for it. It's 8:15. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Pfizer's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good Monday morning. Not so bad right now to the Wilson Bridge. A little bit of volume near 210. Pretty clear across the American Legion Bridge each direction. Now, where we do have some of the volume, due to the crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel, everyone. If you're coming, say, off of New York Avenue and heading inbound and into the tunnel, we're stop and go past the midway point. That's where they're still dealing with the crash. On DC 295, southbound, very slow. We're okay off the BW Parkway out of Riverdale. I'm not seeing much of any backups, but out of Chevrolet, you're stop and go back near 202. That takes you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Earlier, we had an incident which has been cleared. All lanes open, Virginia Beltway, Inner Loop, and Annandale. You come up the Little River Turnpike. That's where the broken down has been safely towed away. All your travel lanes now open on that stretch of the Beltway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 a.m. this morning for portions of Montgomery, Howard, Harford, and Loudoun counties. Wet snow is expected about an inch. Otherwise, today, cloudy periods of rain. It's going to be windy at times, winds hitting up to 30 miles an hour, a high of 54. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy, low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of a light shower, high of 62 tomorrow. And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Everything we do.
There's an ongoing occupation at Howard University right now that we should give you an update on. Basically, Howard University students have been protesting inside the administration building on campus. This came after last week Howard University admitted that 6 employees were fired for, quote, misappropriation of funds in the financial aid department. It dragged on for years. Some of the way that this actually happened after they had an outside auditor look at it is that from 2007 to 2016, there were university employees who were receiving remission from having to pay tuition because they're university employees, so they get to have a tuition-free existence. But they also were given grants by the university, which means they were pocketing all of the extra cash themselves. And that resulted in 6 employees being fired last week for gross misconduct. But the following day began, which I believe was Thursday, began this sit-in from Howard University Resist organizers. They have a series of demands that they're making, and among them, they'd like to see the university president fired or have him resign. Here are some of those. Here's an organizer from HU Resist and why they're still currently sitting at this hour in the administration building on campus.
When you live in a dorm with mold in it, when you have been physically assaulted and harassed by campus police that are meant to protect you, when you have an administration that refuses to take sexual assault and allegations of sexual assault seriously, then you too would be in this A building. And that until they have experienced what Howard University students have experienced under this administration, until they've taken the time to learn about those experiences, which you can see, we have lots of documentations of student testimonials and HU Resist organizers' testimonials on our Twitter at HU Resist, then it's not really an informed opinion.
Also, they talked about why they're taking over the administration building.
So right now, students are the only people allowed into the administration. It's students and certain maintenance workers, because we have maintained solidarity with them. But in terms of faculty and staff, no, they will not be allowed into the administration building.
And she mentioned that HU Resist Twitter account. If you go there, you can see they have a list of 9 demands, 9 things that they're demanding from the institution. They want adequate housing for all students. They want an immediate end to tuition hikes. They demand that Howard University actively fight rape culture. They demand that Howard University implement a grievance system to hold faculty and administrators accountable in their language and actions towards students with marginalized identities.
Oh, dear Lord.
They demand that Howard University hire more counselors and implement an inclusive attendance policy that accounts for mental and emotional health. They
emotional
demand
health.
Immediate okay. disarming of campus police.
Oh.
They'd like the cops not to have any weapons on
mm-hmm.
campus.
Yeah.
They demand that Howard allocate more resources towards combating food insecurity and gentrification within the LaDroit Shaw community.
They would prefer it just, you know, that nothing be regentrified or you know, brought back or made better. Okay.
We demand the immediate resignation of the president, Wayne A.J. Frederick, and the executive committee of the Board of Trustees. And they also demand that students have the power to democratically influence the decisions of the administration and the Board of Trustees by way of popular vote. They'd like to establish a popular vote system for the students of Howard.
I love when these things happen. I love these campus things because they always overplay their hand. They always overplay their hand. Constantly. They just go from things that they probably could get to just stupid stuff. And then they overplay their hand ridiculously. They have the power. They absolutely have power. You know what your power is? Your tuition dollar. If you don't like what's going on there, you vote with your feet and you take your tuition money out of Howard University and you go somewhere else.
But how many Howard University administrators and professors are the very people who taught these students to think like this?
That's right.
I mean, this is
good
they
point.
They were grown in this lab, right? I mean,
right.
So at some point they start taking over the campus. This is it. This is happening beneath in front of their very eyes. In fact, let's go to cut 20. This is what HU Resist wants when it comes to campus police.
The demands are informed by our survey results. So over 70% of the people who took the survey disagreed with campus police being armed, if they should be armed. And of that, 64% of them strongly, 64% of all people strongly disagreed. And so that speaks to a greater student experience in which the people who are supposed to be protecting us are actually causing a lot of the violence and harm and feelings of unsafety on campus. There was an incident last semester where two women students had guns pulled on them by campus police officers. There's been incidents when HU Resist protesters were at the convocation protesting Comey's arrival here, and campus police unholstered their guns.
Well, you know, in all of those cases, I'd like to know the specifics, which she doesn't address. She just says that the guns were taken out. It'd be better to know why. I remember being in college and thinking to myself, especially because our campus police weren't armed. There's like a different category. The campus cops versus like what we thought of like the real police,
right,
like out in town. So I can imagine why as a college student, no matter where you go to school, you're like, wait, why are these guys armed?
Right.
Like they're enforcing like underage drinking. Like, okay, easy, fellas.
She would prefer that they just be decorative accessory, like a bracelet. She doesn't want them unholstered.
Yeah,
she would prefer they just be a decorative accessory.
But in an age where we need to like harden school security, kind of seems like it makes sense to have armed security.
How dare you challenge her feelings with facts?
823 on WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Witten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, happy Monday. Let's go, Virginia, 95. A little bit of stop and go past 610 in Aquia. Had a report of a stalled car there. And then the volume that we had in Dale City toward the Occoquan, just a little bit below speed. Once up onto the Beltway, wide open heading to the Wilson Bridge, inner loop into Annandale slow. The earlier broken down at Little River Turnpike's been cleared. Centerville, what's happening? We have two problems here. First, let's take you on to 29. Lee Highway as you're working up toward I-66 if you're going east on 29 before 66 near Stone Road for the crash under police direction. And then on 28 Centerville Road, that's where we had the crash before 66. Now, let's get you to 270 southbound, looking good out of Frederick through Urbana, Hyattstown, Clarksburg, slowest stretch of 270 and through Rockville. Earlier crash near Middlebrook Road, long cleared. And in the 3rd Street Tunnel, we're still struggling to get by the longstanding crash southbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Past the midway point before you get to the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published, potentially sold online at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit at 800-470-4833. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, but this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 54. Still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower, 45. Outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy. Still a chance of a shower. Milder, 62. Mid-60s. Showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Are the Nationals finishing up a three-game sweep against the Cincinnati Reds? It's pretty great. And I was tickled to death because over the weekend, Bryce Harper finished off this game with another home run. He had a second home run. He was, you know, by that point, the stadium at Great American Ballpark had completely emptied out. And it was just like six people in the stands. And if you can hear, we'll try and see if you can hear this. At the beginning of this clip, somebody in the stands, as Bryce Harper stands up to bat again in the top of the ninth, it's one out, top of the ninth. Nats are up 5-3, and Bryce Harper launches a home run just as he begins the at bat. Listen as somebody in the stand yells, "Overrated." Can hear the fan commentary is because there are six people left in the stands. I mean, it's like nobody, they pan, even the home run shot gave you a really clear view. Bryce Harper not even pausing. And by the way, like, you know, whatever you thought of Bryce Harper's attitude early in his career, he didn't look back at the guy. And I don't know how you could resist not, but he didn't. He just actually just swept the bases and it was fine. But I would have looked back at him and be like, yeah, overrated? Come on, buddy. Just launched it into your outfield. So that was great. So the Nationals performing great, undefeated, coming out 3-0 sweep against the Reds. Then they're up again this Thursday for their home opener, and that's at 1:30, I believe, against the New York Mets. So there you go. Or no, sorry, 1:05. First pitch scheduled for 1:05 this weekend. I mean, this week, rather. April 5th, Thursday. So if you're headed to Nats Park, good luck. Have fun. Go Nats. 829 on WMAL.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Retirement is all about income. Learn strategies to create it on the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Now at MGM National Harbor, you can scratch it rich and win big with great prizes like a new laptop, tablet, dining or spa experience, free play, and more. So, with up to $7 million in prizes, what are you waiting for? Now until May 27th, simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up on WMAL, Ben Shapiro joining us. We're going to talk about, it's so much to talk about, but also his new show starting tonight at 9 o'clock right here on WMAL. It's 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Window World. As many as 30,000 children and parents are expected today at the White House for the annual Easter egg roll. Last year, the White House said it had about 21,000 attendees. It's day five of the student sit-in at Howard University. Reports are that the school has agreed to meet two of the students' nine demands, including an update to the Title IX policy and increased housing accommodations. China is making good on its threat to retaliate against new U.S. tariffs, announcing a range of new tariffs on American goods today.
15% on items such as fruits, nuts, wine, and steel pipes. 25% on pork and recycled aluminum. This amounts to about $3 billion worth of U.S. goods coming to China.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Jury selection is set to get underway this morning in suburban Philadelphia in Bill Cosby's retrial.
Charged with three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault, the 80-year-old Cosby could face a decade in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say in 2004 he assaulted Andrea Constand, at the time the director of women's basketball operations at Temple University in Philadelphia.
Correspondent Gene Casares. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,103, the Nasdaq at 70,63. Sports sponsored by Account Temps. The Nationals go to 3-0 with a win over Cincinnati. The O's lose to the Twins. The Wizards lose to Chicago. The Caps win in Pittsburgh. And college basketball's champion will be crowned tonight as Michigan takes on Villanova. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your next hiring needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
What never asks questions but always demands answers? Welcome to Window World Riddle My Siding Sale. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real whole house siding value dwells. Window World says treat your home to the ultimate home makeover. Premium American-made whole house insulated siding from $249 a month installed. Includes 15 squares, soffit and fascia in 21 colors and the best warranty in the business, hands down.
Spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate.
Window World, boasting the most experienced install teams. Whole house insulated siding, $249 a month. Call 703-955-4045.
Never ask questions but demands an answer? Doorbell. Window World, simply the best for less. 60 months, 7.99% APR, bank approval needed.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business struggles to catch its customer in the buying cycle and often needs to target generic demographics like adults ages 25 to 54. With digital behavioral targeting, your business can identify web users who've shown interest in your service in the past week. Whether they searched a relevant keyword, clicked a relevant ad, or visited a relevant website, these targets will begin seeing your message. To learn more, go to cumulusdigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have delays here. New York Avenue still lingering here to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Culprit, the crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel that was there for a long time, now cleared. So southbound in the tunnel, before you get onto the freeway, you'll find lanes open. But now it's about recovering that volume. So patience, I know it's a bit tough here. New York Avenue commuters trying to get you there. Now, for the Beltway, heading across the American Legion Bridge, a little bit of volume each direction. Essentially, we've cleared out to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Some areas we do catch a break, still with spring break for many. We're very slow topside, though, as you head between New Hampshire Avenue, George Avenue, 270 slowest stretch in Rockville. Earlier morning crash southbound near Middlebrook Road. That has been cleared on the George Washington Parkway. Watch for volume approaching the 14th Street Bridge. And on the northbound side near the Overlooks, that's where we had the incident slowing the northbound side of the GW Parkway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp here on this Monday morning. The rain pushing through. A little wet snow to the north. Maybe some light accumulation on grassy surfaces. Though it is a little rain. Windy this morning, mild. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, 54. Slight chance of a shower. Possible shower tonight. Tomorrow, possibly a passing shower. Otherwise, cloudy, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Springfield, 40 in Hyattsville, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. All right, joining us right now on WMAL, Ben Shapiro, editor-in-chief of The Daily Wire and host of the new WMAL show, The Ben Shapiro Show, debuting tonight at 9 p.m. Ben, good morning, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Let's start with the show. What will The Ben Shapiro Show sound like on radio?
Well, you know, the goal of my show is always to bring people as much information as possible in the clearest logical fashion that I can think of without pulling punches. And because it's a one-hour show, my goal is to give you 3 hours worth of information in 1 hour. So fortunately, I speak quickly, which helps. But also, we try to churn through all the big stories of the day and give you as much in-depth information as you need the next morning, that night, you know, to ensure that you have what you need when you go to the water cooler.
Yeah. All right. Great. Well, we'll all be listening tonight at 9 p.m. as you kick off here on WMAL. You know, one of those big news stories that's been playing out over the past weekend has been this back and forth between Fox News host Laura Ingraham and David Hogg, one of the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who's a gun control advocate, who's been going after her. He's been calling for boycotts of her advertisers because she called him whiny and then has since apologized. It was an interesting thing because there was another guy by the name of Kurt Eichenwald. He's a hysterical and terrible writer, but he's also a former MSNBC contributor who has been in a number of scandals himself, some of which I can't describe on the radio. But he tweeted and nasty things at Kyle Kashev, who's a conservative survivor of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And then you kind of pointed out, well, the rules are if Fox is going to get the boycott, then MSNBC deserves a boycott too for this. But do you actually advocate for boycotts as a political position, Ben?
No, I don't. The only reason that I did that is to demonstrate to folks on the left that there is a mutually assured destruction here. If we decide that we're all going to play this game where we don't like Laura Ingraham or we don't like somebody on MSNBC, so let's boycott all their advertisers, the entire business model for your entire media dissolves almost immediately. Mm-hmm. And so, CNN, which has been cheering on the Ingraham boycott, These are the same people. Well, if the right decides that we want to go after CNN and we start boycotting its advertisers, their advertisers will pull just as fast as Ingram's advertisers did in this particular situation. It's a really dangerous game the left is playing. They're starting to realize it, I think, because if they don't realize it, then things are going to get really ugly really quickly. But, for example, it wasn't just Eichenwald who had on his profile that he was an MSNBC contributor when he attacked this Parkland survivor Cashew. And one of the advertisers dropped MSNBC, even though Eichenwald, it later came out, his contract had been let expire by MSNBC the month prior. Joan Walsh is a national affairs correspondent for The Nation, political contributor for CNN, and she exchanged some nasty rhetoric with Cashew also. Well, if we're going to play this game where anyone who says anything that is remotely disagreeable about Parkland survivors, we now boycott their advertisers, it's going to be, we can knock a bunch of people off the air. And is that going to make the discourse better, or is it going to make the discourse worse? People on the left who are celebrating this had better recognize that turnabout is fair play here.
All right, let me ask you a question, because I'm a big critic of how Republicans respond and how they market themselves, because I don't think they do very well. How is it that conservatives don't have a game plan to how to deal with this? Because it happens all the time. It's like clockwork. You see it coming. You know what's going to happen. You know that the sponsors are going to drop. And conservatives and Republicans don't respond. They have no plan to respond. Why is that?
Yeah, I think that the humiliation culture that's so overwhelming in the left media has intimidated a lot of folks. And so you sort of hope, oh, well, if I keep my head down, maybe they'll leave me alone. They're not going to leave you alone, right? If you are anyone who's remotely to the right of Karl Marx, at some point you will be hit with some sort of advertiser boycott, and you better have a response ready. In my opinion, that response ought to be, well, fine, you want to boycott my advertisers? I'll just tell my people to boycott your advertisers. And then you either lay off, you either back off, or we're done here. And you've actually seen some people in the media do this. Right? I mean, there have been other Fox News hosts who have been boycotted in the past and who have said, you know, if you're going to try to knock my advertisers off air, well, I'll just tell my people not to use those advertisers either.
Yeah, it's
maybe they'll come back on air. But it's a dangerous game the left is playing here. And again, they'll use any tool at their disposal because they don't like Ingram. Because here's the real point. This has nothing to do with what Laura Ingram said about David Hogg. Right. She already apologized for it. What exactly do people want of her at this point? Beyond that, if the entire point here was to restore some sort of civil dialogue to what's been happening on the gun control issue, then why in the world are you pushing, as your spokesperson, a guy in David Hogg, who has spent the last 6 weeks ripping anyone who disagrees with him as a murderer who has blood of children on their hands?
Well, why should
the person that the left has chosen? They're a bunch of Parkland survivors, a bunch of people even inside that group with David Hogg who are not saying that sort of stuff. But Hogg is the one that CNN chooses to put on the air every day.
Well, why shouldn't David Hogg expect to get kid gloves no matter where he goes? Because this is the type of treatment he gets when he goes on CNN. In fact, right here, this is how Allison Camerota treated him last week.
David, I am stunned that four colleges rejected you. What kind of dumb colleges don't want you? I mean, you've taken the country by storm. How do you explain this? Did they reject you before the Parkland massacre, or how do you explain this?
Yeah, that was, I mean, just gross all the way around. But CNN has kind of participated in this, as you noted. I mean, they will do something particularly pernicious, Ben, that I've seen it happen a bunch of times. When they have, like, there's a Fox News host where this type of pressure is going on, CNN will begin calling all the sponsors and asking them, hey, you're going to keep sponsoring that Fox News host? Which is a form of pressure in itself.
I mean, this whole thing is absurd. I mean, first of all, that Allison Camerota clip, there's so much journalisming going on right there. I mean, I've never heard such objective journalism, right? These are the great objective journalists of our time, asking a guy who got a 1270 on his SAT by his own admission why he didn't get into UCLA. It must have been discrimination against his liberal viewpoint by a bunch of leftist college administrators. I went to UCLA, okay? The people who are the administrators there are not rejecting David Hogg because he is pro-gun control. No one who staffed UCLA, with the exception of maybe like two people, is pro-Second Amendment. But this is the way that the media are treating this kid because, again, they're providing a loudspeaker for opinions they want to express, but they know they will be criticized for. So by hiding behind Parkland survivors, they get to say, well, when you criticize their opinions, what you're really doing is you're criticizing them.
Right.
You're really going after these people's character. Listen, I've said all along, David Hogg has every right to speak on whatever issue he wants to speak on. He can say whatever he wants. But once you're in the public debate, guess what? Your opinions sometimes are going to get criticized. I was writing a syndicated column when I was exactly David Hogg's age, and I got my butt kicked around the internet. And sometimes I deserved it, because that's the way it works in this game, trying to set up the sacrosanct group of people whose opinions can't be questioned, lest you be questioning their character. it's really a perverse form of identity politics.
All right, a lot more of Ben Shapiro cutting through all of the noise to present this type of analysis starts tonight at 9 o'clock on WMAL. Ben, thanks as always,
Thank
sir.
You.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome aboard. 844 here on WMAL.
Fuel your hustle at Dunkin' with any size iced coffee for $2 after 12 p.m. Sip smooth with our signature original blend or go bold with a rich iced dark roast. America runs on Dunkin', excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Timeshares are the worst in the middle, but on the ends, they're pretty great. That's like when you pick it up and when you get rid of it. The best 2 days of owning that timeshare. But after suffering through the annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments that suck hundreds or thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month, it's safe to say getting out of your timeshare is something you should absolutely celebrate. Just ask the Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from your worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group now. Their team of experts really can get you out of your contract. Whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people extract themselves from misery. Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and those outrageous mortgage payments. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending another buck on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747. 844-700-4747.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning.
Good morning. Well, it is a better morning for some in areas. You know, we still have a long weekend for many with spring break, but with incidents, that does clog us up. And we had one in the 3rd Street Tunnel, longstanding crash now gone, southbound 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the freeway. And it really bunched up New York Avenue as expected, trying to get into the tunnel. So New York Avenue, it's about recovering here, coming in from West Virginia, Montana Avenues, and now past Florida Avenue. Had a report of a fender bender there in the backups. DC 295 in great shape out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. In fact, any of those delays off 50 have actually cleared out. So the heaviest for 295 is right at the Maryland DC line to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street if you hang with it there. Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, no problem. Those delays cleared out of Maryland into Virginia. Crossing the Legion Bridge slows each direction. Coming out of Maryland near River Road, I'm looking at some stop and go now. On the George Washington Parkway, keep alert northbound heading toward the overlooks. The incident was reported near the exit for Spout Run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Basically rain here and then around the Beltway. Cloudy otherwise as we get into the afternoon. Most of the rain this morning, windy and 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, April 6th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Superstar was on last night. If you looked at TCM over the weekend, you saw all of the classics were on playing continually back to back to back. Well, last night you got to watch Jesus Christ Superstar on NBC was on, and I didn't even realize that it was live. And it's a live performance. I would have recorded it had I known that it was on. I saw a little bit of it about half hour into the show. You had John Legend playing Jesus Christ, and all of the actors. This was not like a normal production of it. It was not set in the period. It was more modern. They had like ripped jeans and more like street clothing type thing on. John Legend played Jesus. You had Ben Daniels as Pontius Pilate, Norm Lewis as Caiaphas, Brandon Victor Dixon, who is one of the stars of Hamilton, played Judas, and then you had Sarah Bareilles as Mary Magdalene. So you had, I mean, incredible voices. Alice Cooper played King Herod. Perfect casting there. I did not get to that part, so don't tell me, because I called my husband and I'm just like, could you please set the DVR right now, please?
Uh-huh.
And hopefully it'll be on demand, but from what I saw, John Legend's, it just blew it away. Here is a cut 28 here. This is John Legend as Jesus.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead? Stay tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about the day.
was done. It was done as a live play in the Marcy Armory, which is in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, with an audience. There was a whole audience, so it was like a play. It was incredible. I would hope they do this again and they sell tickets. Here's Sarah Bareilles very quickly. Sarah Bareilles as Mary Magdalene with John Lennon. Incredible.
Yeah, these guys are absolutely incredible. John Legend is a phenomenal performer. So is Sarah Bareilles. But, you know, these networks, these live performances are sort of their way to circumvent the streaming era. They want people to tune in live.
Sure.
And typically they pick up the viewership.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be on demand because everyone can watch it again. 850 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Getting a good night's sleep is so important to keeping healthy, and too many of us just ignore it. We pride ourselves on working long days and saying, hey, you know, I only got 4 hours of sleep last night and I feel great. But did you know that sleep deprivation has been linked to high blood pressure? It's been linked to heart disease, weight gain, can't lose weight. You could probably sleep some of that off, and a whole host of other health problems. So that's why it's so important to make sure that the sleep that we do get is on a mattress that meets our particular body's needs. It used to be you go to a mattress store, you spend hours trying out each mattress, but at Mattress Warehouse, they're using science to find the perfect mattress for you. They have something called the Bed Match System, and they use the latest technology to find the mattress that is perfect for your particular sleeping position, your weight distribution, and your pressure points. And you can save big now at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable. They have mattresses starting at just $22 a month, and this week only. Save up to 50% on Tempur-Pedic with the floor model closeout event. And Mattress Warehouse has the largest selections of Stearns and Foster. Come in now. Save an additional 10%. That's on top of it. So while you're there, too, get bed matched. It's an incredible system, and it is only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Pop quiz. Do you remember from middle school biology the difference between X and Y chromosomes? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Women have two X chromosomes, men have one X and one Y. That means women receive one X chromosome from their mother and one from their father. Now, this is important because a new study shows some ovarian cancers are passed down from dads to their daughters on the X chromosome. According to researchers at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, it's the result of a mutation on a gene called MAGEC3. Men who carry this mutated gene, of course, won't develop ovarian cancer, but they are also more likely to develop other types of cancer, particularly prostate cancer. Ovarian cancer is notoriously hard to predict, detect, and treat, and the five-year survival is just 45%. This is more reason to get genetic testing. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. They custom make every window to fit each opening in your home, providing you with the best possible installation. Plus, you get the no-hassle warranty and services for up to 50 years, giving you true peace of mind. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. price. Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary means you save 38%. Buy one window and get one 38% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Get more than a window and more for your money. Take advantage of Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary sale going on now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this 38th anniversary offer is gone.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed. All right, Mary, here's how we shape up here. Wrapping up this hour on 270. Fantastic out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Just a little bit of volume remains in Rockville. Now, once on to the Beltway, you're okay. Inner loop into Bethesda to College Park. Outer loop slows past River Road toward the Legion Bridge. You're just inching along a little bit below speed there through that stretch. Just the heavy volume in place. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound near the overlooks of the crash reported near Spout Run. Southbound as you approach the 14th Street Bridge and over on 66 eastbound, that's slow to get into town. Now, in the 3rd Street Tunnel, the crash gone. Southbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel and recovering on inbound New York Avenue. However, replaced with a new incident, it's going to be on the freeway westbound after the tunnel. So coming off the 11th Street Bridge, watch for those delays starting to form. Now, update sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Well, call the Tax Doctor now. I'll learn how to settle your tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain this morning, windy at times this afternoon, cloudy and 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Preparing for Allergy Season on Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Ever wasted time, money, and way too much energy trying to find a parking spot? Lucky for you, there's Spot Hero. Spot Hero lets you reserve a great parking spot and save money wherever you go, from the work week to the weekend. Just search for a spot, pay to reserve, and go. With the Spot Hero app, parking is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
I would love to have do-overs in my life.
Yes, many.
Many. My wife would probably volunteer me for some. But you get a financial do-over on all of the monies that you have that are before tax for the next 5 years, starting right now. You get a do-over to create the true balance that you need to navigate retirement.
About federal benefits with Winter Troxel, Saturdays at noon on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business is looking to increase its in-store visits, but you can't seem to pinpoint the cause of your store's traffic patterns. With mobile targeted digital ads, you can track your customer location using GPS technology and see how a digital ad resulted in a physical store visit from a targeted web user. Now that's cool. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
Tomorrow on WMAL and Mornings on the Mall, Duck a Deal. What do you think it's going to be?
Well, the deportations begin this afternoon, so everyone get ready.
At noon. At noon, because Chris has to be there for the deportations, right, Chris? You're going to lead the parade?
I will lead the parade. I love a parade. You know I love a parade. I go down to all the big parades down here. There's a parade heading toward us from La Honduras,
yeah,
or El Honduras, or something like that, marching toward the southern border, and it's like the Gaza, you know? They got community organizers everywhere. He didn't just fundamentally transform the United States of America. He fundamentally transformed every place. Here they come. Lock your doors.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. This is day 5 of that sit-in by a group of students at Howard University. Now, the school has reportedly agreed to two of the students' demands, including an update to the Title IX policy and increased housing accommodations. The protest began last week after a blog article claimed that workers in the Howard University Financial Aid Office had stolen nearly $1 million. The White House is opening the gates this morning for the annual Easter egg roll. Cecilia Glenbachy has been helping organize the Easter egg roll for 37 years.
It's a very orderly fashion in which they bring the children in. It's beautifully done. I mean, to get that many people in for a certain period of time is just, it's a magical thing that happens.
The first groups of children and adults have been admitted to the White House grounds this morning. A crowd of nearly 30,000 are expected. That would be much larger than last year's crowd of some 21,000. More solar power could soon be generated in Montgomery County.
We all know that we're in the midst of a climate emergency.
Montgomery County Councilmember Tom Hucker speaking at a council meeting last month where a new zoning amendment was introduced that would allow property owners with 3 acres or more to build large solar arrays.
And sell shares to people who want to participate in the green economy and benefit from renewable energy, but aren't people who have an ability to have solar arrays on their house.
A public hearing on the amendment happens tomorrow. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In suburban Philadelphia, jury selection begins today in the retrial of Bill Cosby on sexual assault charges.
The first time a jury was chosen for Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial, the jury pool came from Pittsburgh. Cosby's then defense attorney argued that they couldn't get an impartial jury here because the case loomed large during the race for Montgomery County DA. This time, the jury will be chosen from a pool of prospective jurors here in Norristown at Montgomery County Court.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. There is disturbing new information about the California Coastal Highway crash recently that killed a couple and at least three of their children.
An official with the California Highway Patrol's Northern Division says they have reason to believe the crash was intentional. Early reports indicated that the SUV was going 90 miles per hour when it went over the cliff on the Pacific Coast Highway last month before hitting the rocks 100 feet below. Killed are the two mothers, Sarah and Jessica Hart, and at least three kids. The other three are missing and feared to be dead.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say construction of the border wall is underway.
Last week, construction of 100 miles of infrastructure began. It'll be chunks at a time. Acting Border Patrol Commissioner Ron Vitello says, along with Calexico, is 20 miles of construction in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, that'll begin early this month.
The truth is, walls work, and the data show it, and agents know it.
He says all that's being replaced is being done so with new standards based on the prototypes, and he's requested about 350 miles of brand new infrastructure along the southern border.
Correspondent Jim Roop. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,103, the Nasdaq at 70,63. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, You need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of April 2nd, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
905 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 looks great. In fact, out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway, most all delays have cleared out. Now, once on to the 270 spur, just keep alert. You'll hit some of that stop and go to get you on to the Beltway past River Road, heading toward the Legion Bridge, but below speed. Same story with the top side of the Beltway, but improving. Delays are beginning right before you get to Colesville Road, around University Boulevard toward Georgia Avenue. The hang-up that we have into town now with the crash on the southeast-southwest freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel off the 11th Street Bridge. Slow. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain this morning, windy at times this afternoon, cloudy and 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 degrees in Centerville, 41 in Bethesda, 42 degrees in Washington. Turnabout is fair play. China hits the U.S. with $3 billion in tariff on imports. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could win $1,000 now. Text the national keyword MONEY to 95819. That's MONEY to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. It's $4,000 a day on WMAL.
Appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk. Now, Chris Plant.